The hottest act on the Latin charts right now is a Dominican-American singer named Romeo Santos.
Yo no soy bello, vean mi nariz, labios pequeños y sobrepeso, ropa fina escondiendo mis defectos.
His band, Aventura, has sold 4 million records in the United States and sold out Madison Square Garden in New York several times. He may not be a household name among non-Hispanics yet, but NPR's Jasmine Garst reports that Romeo Santos is determined to change that.
Romeo Santos' debut album aims squarely at crossing over into the English language market. To do it, he's using bachata, a melancholy Dominican music style heavy on guitars and full of dramatic lyrics about heartbreak, betrayal, and sadness.
Ella muere por mí. Es un amor que sin permiso, obediente, excede la normalidad.
What makes Santos an unlikely star is that as recently as the 1980s, bachata was shunned by many as a rural, working-class style of music, says Pedro Biaggi, one of the top DJs of Washington, D.C.'s El Sol.
I began in radio in 1987. The concept of bachata, the genre of bachata, did not exist then. It was salsa, merengue, and cumbias, but there was no bachata. Eventually, it's a movement of music that exploded. It's just really very, very powerful. I think it's like close to a 50% of our format, of our music.
Romeo Santos explains how he first discovered the genre.
My father's Dominican, so I already knew what bachata was. But one day, my father brings a cassette, and he's showing me this. He goes, "Oh, look at this guy. You know, his name is Anthony Santos, like you." I was like, "Oh," and then I started hearing the songs, the music, and I'm like, "Wow, this sounds great." So I went and I purchased his other albums. And I just fell in love with his style, with his music.
Santos is talking about his namesake, another Dominican bachata legend, Anthony Santos. He was responsible for popularizing the use of electric guitars in the genre.
¡Viva! Bienvenido.
The young Santos got together with his cousin Henry and a few friends, and they started Aventura. They were the perfect combination, romantic enough for the ladies, but with enough bravado for the guys. They sang with a solid bachata bass, but a good layer of R&B, and it didn't hurt that they had boy next door good looks. They sounded different, and people went crazy.
No le digas a nadie lo mucho que te quiero.
Although based in New York, Aventura sang mostly in Spanish.
I owe that to my mother. My mother at a young age put me in bilingual. So my strength is really more in Spanish. You know, even though I live and I was born and raised in the States, you know, in the Bronx, in Spanish, I get my point across. And when I'm writing music, when I'm doing music, it's easier for me and I know exactly how to express myself.
Aventura blew up. But for every Supremes, there's a Diana Ross. After 17 years together, Santos announced he was going to be working on a solo project, and a very public melodrama on Spanish language media ensued. Santos claimed he'd carried the burden of the workload in Aventura. His band members accused him of letting fame get to his head. Santos' debut solo album, Formula, is an attempt to cross over without losing core bachata fans. It features several English language songs and collaborations with artists like Lil Wayne and Usher.
He perdido el balance por tu amor. En tus manos yo caí. Tienes control sobre mí. Tu cuerpo es la cárcel y yo un prisionero. Y jamás quiero salir condenado y soy feliz. Try to keep
Santos says he and his producer had long discussions about whether or not to collaborate with non-Hispanic artists.
At the time, I was working with Rico Love on my album. I tell him I would like to do something with Usher. And my fear is that I don't want him to think that this is corny. Or what the hell is that, you know, like bachata. But it would just be so unique and unexpected. And in my opinion, revolutionary, you know, like that's what I felt. My goal is for them to cross over to my world.
If you don't catch Romeo Santos on the radio, you might see him on TV soon. He just signed on to ABC for a sitcom pilot about a Dominican family living in Washington Heights, New York. And while he'll still have to prove he's an actor, as well as a singer, Santos says the project reminds him a lot of Aventura.
When we started Aventura, the reason why we became so successful, besides, you know, doing good music, it was also the fact that it was unique, it was different, it had never been done before. So this is what I compare this to, you know, like when I see like movies and Dominican characters, they're not really Dominicans. You know, I know what Dominicans sound like. I know their accent, I know their words, and they never get it, you know, and now we have the opportunity to do it and do it right.
And if his musical career so far is any indication, Santos may well get it right again. Jasmine Garz, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.